Welcome to Our Shepherd's View, an in-depth discussion with the Most Reverend Michael Mulvey, Bishop of the Catholic Diocese of Corpus Christi. Join us now as Bishop Mulvey shares his thoughts and reflections on this week's gospel, as well as other issues and events happening in the diocese.
Welcome to Our Shepherd's View on this sixth Sunday in Ordinary Time. I'm Jesse DeLeon, here with Bishop Michael Mulvey. This morning we will discuss the Gospel of Mark and begin reflecting on the upcoming season of Lent. Good morning, Bishop. How are you this morning?
I'm very good. Greetings to everyone who's listening today. For some reason, I've heard from a lot of people recently, so greetings to everyone wherever you are, not just locally here, but across the globe.
Yes, well, and of course, coming up on Wednesday, which is Ash Wednesday, it's also Valentine's Day. And in keeping with the Valentine's Day celebration, something very special happening in just a few moments over at the Corpus Christi Cathedral, a celebration of the sacrament of marriage in a very special way.
Right, and I want to, I don't know if our generation or the generation that will be receiving their recognitions for marriage today or would understand this, but a shout out to all of you receiving certificates and recognition for the fidelity to 25 years, 50 years, 60, sometimes 70 years of marriage. So God bless each one of you, and thank you for your fidelity to God and to each other. You really are a rock of faith and presence in our communities and in our parishes and the diocese. So thank you, and God bless each one of you.
It is a beautiful thing to see, and we're looking forward to that at the 9:30 Mass at Corpus Christi Cathedral this morning. And now, Bishop, if you would share today's gospel with us.
This is a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark chapter 1, verses 40 to 45. A leper came to Jesus and, kneeling down, begged him and said, "If you wish, you can make me clean." Moved with pity, he stretched out his hand, touched him, and said to him, "I do will it. Be made clean." The leprosy left him immediately, and he was made clean. Then, warning him sternly, he dismissed him at once. He said to him, "See that you tell no one anything, but go, show yourself to the priest, and offer for your cleansing what Moses prescribed. That will be proof for them." The man went away and began to publicize the whole matter. He spread the report abroad so that it was impossible for Jesus to enter a town openly. He remained outside in deserted places, and people kept coming to him from everywhere. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Well, I think all of us, as we've been hearing in these Gospels for many years, we always hear about the lepers. And what many people may not realize is that the lepers' skin affliction kept them restricted from participating in the community. In a lot of ways, they were outcasts and regarded as untouchable. So while many people think that the leper is unclean because of his visible affliction, Jesus doesn't see that and instead focuses on the humility of this man that we hear about in today's gospel.
Yes, I mean, you've summed it up quite well. There's, I did a little research before the program, but there were different types of leprosy, but in the cases that we see here, there's where the two kind of merged together because it was kind of a developing disease, which was incurable, as you said. I think it's nodular leprosy is what you see on the outside where the skin begins to show signs with lumps. And, you know, you can imagine, I mean, we've seen movies where these things, where leprosy is portrayed, but also the internal where it hits the nervous system and the muscles and people become kind of without feeling in different parts of their body. So that was the true leprosy that in many cases that Jesus saw, that's basically what was happening, both the external, visible, but also the pain and the agony of the internal as well. And of course, they were untouchable. They were not accepted. I think, you know, with the gospel, when we read these gospels, it's always dangerous for us to just say, "Well, we've already cured all of that, and there is no more leprosy." Well, we need to be careful. There is leprosy around, and that's still something that's out there infrequently, but it is there. But what other kinds of leprosy are there? What other kind of diseases are there? What other kind of untouchables in our own experience are there that we define, not so much the law or our laws, our civil laws or any other kind of laws, but ourselves? What do we consider an untouchable? Sometimes it might be very, very clear in our mind. Sometimes it could be a hidden prejudice. And I think the word prejudice is something that we look at, because not only was this created as a law, the untouchables, you could not touch these people, and you as a leper couldn't touch. That's what the disturbance was here. They could not approach Jesus. They could not approach anyone. All they could do is put a can out in front of them at a distance and hope people would toss a coin in. But they could not ask. They couldn't approach. They certainly couldn't touch. That's an extreme case. But I think we need to ask ourselves and to be honest with ourselves, and especially since this week is Lent coming up, Ash Wednesday is this coming Wednesday, maybe a question for Lent for us could be, who are the ones that I consider untouchable in my life? An examination of conscience, because that's Lent's about conversion. Lent is not, and I said that pretty strongly, and I want to say it again, it is not about giving up something. It is not. That has become a practice. But if we do give up something, the reason we give it up is to make us more aware of other things. It's to deprive us of something, to also show us, expose to us, or to call us to a deeper conversion to Jesus, to the gospel, to the word of God, and to our neighbor. So a question for this Lent is, who do I consider to be the untouchables of my life? Is it a family member that has offended me, who doesn't think like I think, who is abrasive, who is too merciful, in my opinion? You know, who is that person? Or who is that person in society? And I think from what we've been through, is it the person of the other party, political party? Is it person who carries on with a certain attitude? Or, you know, there's so many things. But if we are to follow Jesus Christ, he reached out to the leper. As the leper approached him, he reached out to him. And I think it's very beautiful, that little exchange there that we see, that the leper came to him and he knelt down before him. And I would say, brothers and sisters, it wouldn't hurt us during Lent to kneel down in front of Jesus Christ. Do not tell him what you need. Do not tell him your problems. Do not complain to him. Kneel down in front of Jesus Christ and say, if you wish, you can make me clean. If you wish, you can help me. If you wish, you can help me to soften my heart against this group of people, that group of people, cure me of this mentality that I've rooted myself in that's making me miserable on one case. Help me. And I know that we will hear, moved with pity, he stretched out his hand, touched him, and said, I do will it, be made clean. At that moment, I would say that's a prayer. If we just took that verse from the first chapter of Mark, verse 40, use that as our Lenten prayer. If you want to, you can help me in this area that I have created, perhaps by my prejudice or whatever. But then we have to cooperate with it. Ask him to soften our hearts. And I, you know, when people hear the word soft, I don't mean kind of mushy about it. I mean to be in the sense that I can open my heart to be a contributing factor, a contributing person to a better society, a better community, a community that can create an environment of fraternity. And this is further on in the readings. But this is what we need today, to not look at everybody as a leper. As you said, what Jesus saw in the man was a human being. And because we are in a kind of fashion world, because we're in a Hollywood world, because we're all about the perfect body, the perfect this, the perfect hairstyle, the perfect glasses, the perfect clothing, anyone who doesn't fit those categories somehow becomes untouchable to me and less human. That is the tragedy, I think, in many ways of our society. We make people out to be less human than I am. We cannot see the humanity of people. And it's there. But we have to do as Jesus did. He showed pity. He stretched out his hand. He touched them. And he said, I want to be your brother. I want to be with you. I want to show you mercy. I want these things. I do want to be with you. And I think, you know, once we get to know a person from that perspective, it's a totally different experience. And mm-hmm. I have some experiences that I want to share after the break.
Well, as we've been discussing the lepers and how they're outcast from society, people that are avoided, it took a lot of courage for this man to approach Jesus.
Exactly, yeah.
Yes, he was going out of the norm. He was breaking the law, so to speak. But it took courage. And I think in our own lives, during Lent, we need to have that kind of courage as well, to not be afraid to kneel in front of God.
Well, in many ways, you're very good. That's a very good point. That courage to break away from the mold that I live in and to do something different, away from what my group may think is kosher, the way to do things, but to break away from that with courage and reach out to this person that is in need, because it's a brother or sister. It's a person with whom I share humanity. And in that sense, as our Holy Father has spoken to us in the letter Fratelli Tutti, we're all brothers and sisters, regardless of what I may think.
There are so many ways we can show courage. We just have to be fearless in showing it. We are going to take a short break, and when we return, we will continue our discussion of the Gospel of Mark on this sixth Sunday in Ordinary Time. We will be right back. Welcome back to Our Shepherd's View. I am Jesse DeLeon here with Bishop Michael Mulvey on this sixth Sunday in Ordinary Time, ahead of the season of Lent. And before the break, we were talking about the leper who appears in this week's gospel and the type of courage it took for him to approach Jesus. And Bishop, you were saying that our Lenten prayer should be rooted in similar courage by kneeling down in front of Jesus and saying, if you wish, and we make our requests known to him. But you also added, Bishop, that you had some stories that you wanted to share with us.
Yeah, and I think what you're saying, you know, if you wish, give me the courage to do what I want to do and what I need to do that will make me more whole as a human being, which may be to reach out to that person that I've considered to be a leper. That makes me more whole when I can do that. Yeah, there were a couple of things over the last few months that I think this gospel can speak to in action. During the summer, I met with a group of people, and we met with some people that are homeless. But to sit there and just listen to them, what is their experience? Where do they come from? Where do they, you know, with their family? And it was a wonderful thing. It was a wonderful experience for me to sit there and you know, it was around Mother Teresa's shelter as well. They were serving so beautifully there as well. But just to say, who are you? I mean, it's such a simple thing. Who are you? And what are you experiencing? So it was very powerful. But the experience is right after Christmas, I think, or maybe right before Christmas, one of the people that was with me went to a small restaurant around here. And one of those three persons, we asked for three people instead of have the whole group. We had three of the people who were homeless that were there. But this man was working in the restaurant. And so they recognized each other, and he said, I just want to thank the church for being there for us, for me. He said, now I have a job, and I've earned enough money to have a place to stay, and I'm hoping in the next few months to be able to be reunited with my family in another city. I mean, see a person as a leper, the worst language that we can, but he's a person. And so anyway, they made a little video and showed it to me. I have it on my phone, and it's just a very powerful experience. The other one was just recently. If you remember, I think a few weeks ago, right after, at the end of Christmas, it was a Sunday that was very, very bad weather and raining. And usually on that Sunday, they take out the Christmas decorations from the church and sweep and all that stuff. And so there were some people that were around the area. He has a good rapport with people that are on the streets and call them his brothers and sisters. So anyway, he invited them to come in. But the tragic part was some of them said, well, we can't come in. He said, why can't you come into the cathedral, into the church? Well, we're not allowed. Well, why are you not allowed? Well, we're just not allowed. He said, this is your home. What do you mean you're not allowed? So anyway, he invited them in, and they took down the trees, the poinsettias, they swept, they cleaned the church, and they were so happy. You know what? I think we need to, now there's other issues that are, there were some that were really there and they just wanted to help. So I think, you know, but that's the courage to break away from what we would see as the norm and really do things for them. And I know some people have told me other experiences which are powerful. You know, some don't want help. It's not every leper that Jesus mm-hmm. touched. It was not everyone that approached him. But certainly when that happens, to have the courage and the wisdom to be a friend to people. And sometimes we think unless we can totally change their situation, you know, it's not worth it. But no, just to connect with people is really a beautiful thing. And it's not just with people that are without homes, but it's, you know, different races, different religions, people with no religion. I mean, we have to find a way, if we are true evangelizers with the mission to bring the love of God, to bring the truth of Jesus, then we have to start with simple relationships. And that's what Jesus did. He didn't expect anything from this leper. The only thing the leper hoped for was, if you want, you can make me clean. If you want, it's up to you. But what he was really asked, could you be my friend? And I think if we could get through the language and the meaning and go into the very heart of the person, this leper, what was he really saying? Yes, he wanted to be cleansed, or that would be the word, to be cleansed. But he also wanted just a friend, because he was isolated. He couldn't talk to the others. He couldn't talk to Jesus. He couldn't talk to anybody. Could you just be my friend? Could you just talk to me? Could you acknowledge me? Maybe we don't say it, but the anxiety inside, could somebody just be my friend? And I think in beyond the physical, this is what the leper was saying. You know, I know we're running short, and I don't know if you have a question, but I'm going to tell you what I wanted to say too. I was very struck by the Feast of the Epiphany this year, and I know the Epiphany is the opening of Jesus Christ to the world, that all men and women are to come to him, to be invited to him. But what struck me are the three characters of that story of the Epiphany: Herod himself, who was the king at the time, and the temple officials, they were the high priest and the scribes, and then the magi. So if we look at all three, the way they responded to the star. In other words, mm-hmm. here is the light that will take you to Bethlehem, that will take you to the one who is the way, the truth, and the life, Jesus Christ, as we're now in ordinary time trying to understand Jesus more, and then entering into Lent and Easter, etc. So the whole life of Jesus is told us. But what were the reactions of those three? Herod was hateful because Jesus threatened him. He didn't even know who he was. He was a baby. But if these men were saying, where is the king of the Jews? Where is this newborn king? When Herod heard king, well, I'm the king. So this person was a threat to him. Brothers and sisters, sometimes we can, without saying it, because we can kneel in front of Jesus all day long, but he can still be a threat. Because his words are powerful. His words call for change, conversion, and that can be hard. And so we become like Herod in front of Jesus saying, well, I'm okay praying to you, but don't ask me anything more. So we have to be careful. The second group were the ones of the temple officials. Well, they had all the answers. They knew the scriptures. They were the official interpreters, the high priests and the scribes. And they said, well, he's over in Bethlehem. He's supposed to, when he comes, he's supposed to go to Bethlehem. So like that was their answer, Bethlehem, period. So in a sense, we can be filled with all the answers in religion or faith and be indifferent to who this person and what his word really is. So let's not be indifferent to the call and the conversion coming from the word. The third group were the three magi. Mm-hmm. They kept looking. And so again, for this Lent, Epiphany Sunday all the way now leading into Lent, let's look for Jesus. Let's not resist him as Herod did, and let's not be indifferent. Well, I already know my faith. No, you don't. No, you don't. No one does. I don't. I mean, I know, you know— written things, but do I know? The faith is a dynamic thing inside of me. And so the Magi kept looking. In every event during the day, the smallest of things can happen, and we can find God speaking to us in a child. We can find God speaking to us in a mistake. We can have a true conversion by turning our hearts away from somebody, by not showing. If we're listening, the Magi kept following that star. They were listening to where it was leading and even understood, don't go back to Herod. Don't go back to the high priest and the scribes. Go on and keep looking. And I would just say for this Lent and for the rest of our lives, let's keep looking, keep listening, keep open, and the Word of God will guide us. Get to know the Word of God and let it guide you. In Psalm, I believe it's 119, your word is a light to my path, to walk the road of life with the word of God as our guide.
You know, I was thinking when you were talking about the Magi and the star, when things align, things don't happen very often. Those are opportunities for us to get closer to God, to deepen our spiritual lives. We keep focusing on the words, if you wish. That should be the foundation upon which we build our Lenten prayers. This very simple prayer, as we begin Lent, something to carry with us.
One of the heresies that Pope Francis pointed out in his letter on holiness, a heresy that's returning, I can do it. No, you can't. You can't heal yourself. And I think this is what the leper realized. He could not. It was incurable. He could not do it himself. So he came to Jesus and said, if you wish, you can do it. That's our prayer.
Thank you so much, Bishop, for your words and your reflections this morning. If you would please close with a prayer.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you have communicated yourself in your fullness in Jesus Christ. He is the way, the truth, and the life. As we go through life, we always need to reach out to him and say, if you wish, you can be with me, you can heal me, you can be my friend, and he will say to us, I do will it, be made clean. During this Lenten time approaching, may we reach out to Jesus in everything, be simple enough to be attentive to his responses in daily life, and to be courageous enough to follow through in our actions. And we ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
May Almighty God bless you and bless our week in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
This has been Our Shepherd's View with the Most Reverend Michael Mulvey, Bishop of Corpus Christi. Our Shepherd's View is a production of 89.5 KLUX and the Diocese of Corpus Christi's Office of Communications and Public Relations. You can hear the podcast of this program at goccn.org. Thank you for listening.